If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Received some intel that David from Renew and Ben from Oregon, both breakers, are going to be at Ruhlman Steakhouse tonight, dining, having a nice steak meal at Ruhlman's.
Hold it. Repeat that, please.
Yeah. David from Renew and Ben from Oregon. Ben from Canby, Oregon, who chimes in frequently on the show, are going to be dining at Ruhlman Steakhouse tonight around 7 o'clock.
So they don't know each other, though, right?
They do. They met each other at a wedding a few months ago.
Okay. I thought it was just two randoms.
They're going together.
They're going together.
Friendship.
Worlds collide.
A friendship was formed at a wedding.
Friendship was formed.
And the fact that they're breakers, so.
Please send us a picture. Make sure and talk to Phil.
Yes.
And make sure you get the free dessert. And
cookie skillet.
Get a picture of the ladder. Get a picture of David on the ladder. It'd be really nice in the bar.
You're really looking forward to worlds colliding on June 25th.
Oh, it's going to be something.
Lots
Give
of
me
world.
An example.
Well, the blanket's going to be there. That's where it's going. That's WB. The number one collide. Have you ever met the blanket face to
face? I don't think that any of us have.
We don't know who the blanket is.
No, we don't.
And I will say this. It's about what? Once every 3 weeks at the most. All of a sudden, Jake, well, wet blankets chimed in. And when he does, it's really good. He has a really good. Oh, interesting. Simple. And he throws.
Oh, he'll get me pretty good usually.
Yes.
It's usually fair. Okay, so an example of worlds colliding would be wet blanket and bird.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be good.
See them talking, they'll freak you out.
It will freak me out.
Wow, look at wet blankets talking to bird.
And we can promote Flare Night that time.
It'll be late September, of course.
We should raffle. We're going to do that. Let's raffle off a flare gun. We should build a raffle off this.
That's a brilliant idea.
They're brilliant. We'll raffle off a flare gun.
Like that.
Pack it.
Yes.
Well, hey, hold on. I think you got to raffle off the gun and flares, because in some cases you got to buy them separate.
Do you? You don't get
give you the whole package.
I thought a gun would probably come with three flares.
I don't know. Some do.
That I'd like to know.
A package deal, a gun and flares.
Sean says you should let Wet Blanket live heckle you during the show, like he does on the text line.
That's fine.
What if we have a heckler? What are we going to do?
You can handle it.
What if I can handle a heckler?
You could handle it.
I just couldn't. Hecklers are funny, not funny, but just
they kind of are.
But just weird. I just can't imagine. I'm going to go to I'm going to go to the funny bone, and if the guy's not funny, I'm going to heckle him. I just can't imagine. All of a sudden,
you walked in with that plan. You know who you're going
to
be.
When you're a heckler, you walked in to be a heckler. Because I can't imagine me sitting there all of a sudden. Hey, Laura, easy, pipe down. All of a sudden, this stinks.
Guys,
I've heard that one. Hey, you stole that for Bergazzi. You know, I mean,
get your own content.
Yeah. This is great.
You'd be a good heckler.
Oh, Jake would be a great one. Be a great heckler. But you, the heckler knows he's a heckler when he wakes up.
100.
So when he goes
up. He wakes up with the intention.
Yeah, with the intention that I'm going to stir things up a little bit.
And it can get weird.
And so, but I was like, that's your purpose here? I mean, if there's a comedian that's not that great, I've heard something going, okay, it's okay, but whatever, he's up
you
there.
And
it's
incredible.
All of a sudden, this comedian going, yeah, I'm going to come at this guy.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sometimes the hecklers just kind of flip remarks, but and sometimes they're out and out loud.
Yep.
What Phil might be able to handle this if there's a heckler. If we have a hecklers. Hecklers. We have a heckler. We'll handle it.
And we'll let Phil decide how
we'll
that works.
We'll let Phil how to decide. Yeah,
he'll be the manager.
Phil can handle it. Phil can handle it. This is like right up his alley. He invented Gallup.
If you guys recall, Beef Tacos had told us originally he was going to be there. Then he said 45 times, I won't be at the June show. Yeah. I won't be at the June show. He said, I'll be at the August show. He says, if there aren't at least 20, hut, that night, I'll be disappointed.
All right, well, just remind us.
That'll happen.
So what Beef Taco standing and talking to, what would be a world colliding?
Chris from the Baldwin
Chris
Shop?
Yes, Baldwin Shop. Yes, that would be.
Beef Taco. No. See, Bill, Beef Taco's talking to Chris over there. Freak you out.
I just can't imagine when we find when we put it. It will.
It's Lawrence Weiger talking up to Bird
Beef
over
Taco's
there.
Talking to Lauren.
Yeah. Talking about his tackling.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It'd be remarkable.
Roman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Get there today.
Send pictures, though,
and,
please.
Yeah, David and Ben, please send pictures and get a picture with Phil. And Phil, look for them.
Phil, if you're listening, please. Then we have guests coming in from out of state.
From Oregon.
There's a friendship. I can see that though. David's very friendly.
He is very friendly. So we played some audio from Greg Sankey in the first segment. I don't have the audio of this one, but
okay,
apparently,
it's a good one, though.
Sophomore star wide receiver for Alabama Ryan Williams was on with John Gruden, who now works for Barstool Sports, by the way.
Yeah.
And Gruden asked him about the loss to Vanderbilt last year on the road, the upset loss. And Williams said, we'll be wide awake when Vandy comes to Bryant-Denny Stadium this year. He said, this was the quote. He says, quote, going into this game, we don't call them revenge games. We're going to kill an ant with a sledgehammer this year. Every game we fell short last year, we definitely have red eyes going into them this year. But he says, regarding Vanderbilt, we're going to kill an ant with a sledgehammer is what Ryan Williams said.
It's probably one of those things too. It probably just kind of came out, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm not sure what it really was. But yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Diego Pavia responded. You saw
the Vanderbilt
that?
Quarterback who beat Bama. What did he say?
It's really good. Say it.
Well, it was on his Instagram reels Tuesday night. Have you guys heard of Gucci Mane?
I've heard of that. Yeah.
For some reason I've heard of that, but do I know what it
Gucci
is?
Gucci Mane has a song called Made It.
Okay.
It's Made It, and then parentheses is outro. It's playing in the background of his reels bit and highlighted. This is all pretty funny. Kids
these days.
Yeah. Highlighted among the lyrics was, they acting like they tough, but they don't want no confrontation. All right, Diego.
Okay.
They acting like they tough, but they don't want no confrontation. Yeah, there you go.
How about that
a
one?
A squabble in the news.
No one had any idea that Vandy, Alabama was going to be. It's on.
Guess it is.
It's on.
I guess it is.
Well, you know what?
For the first time ever, there's, I guess, some heat there.
Diego kind of has a, you know, he can say what he wants.
Upper hand.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay.
Threw for three, or he had 300 total yards last year in that win. Yeah. Vandy beat him 40-35, right?
Yes. Yep. That was a stunning result. 40 points on that Bama defense. Yeah.
I was in Nashville when it happened.
I forgot about that.
It happened about, literally from where me and Laura were at, it happened about a mile away. And then we saw the goalpost come down.
Was there mayhem?
What's that? It was mayhem. I saw people they had like their Vanderbilt shirts on. They were just going crazy. And I talked to this one guy. What's the main street down there?
Broadway.
Broadway. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I go. Were you at the game? No, I didn't go. But I had this shirt, and my wife said, just go down to Broadway. So I just put my Vanderbilt shirt on, and here I am. That was it. Were you at the game? I was not at the game. Not at the game.
Who else did Alabama lose to last year besides Michigan?
Oklahoma. He lost like 24-3 to Oklahoma. That was a very weird game.
That was the crushing blow. They would have been in the playoffs. So
that's three. Yeah. There's one more. Vandy, Michigan, Oklahoma.
Well, they lost the bowl game.
Yeah, they lost four games last year.
Yeah, they lost four.
So there's one more.
There's one more. During the season, they were 9-3.
Georgia.
They beat Georgia. It was a crazy game. Then Georgia came back, had a chance to beat them. They held it off.
Figure it out, Jake, because there's another ant that we have to deal with.
Yes. Who's the
other ant?
Hang on. Can't figure it out. Who'd they lose to? Bama.
Ryan Williams, by the way, is only 18 years old.
Tell you what, he is electric.
Ooh. They lost to Tennessee. 24-17.
Yeah. So
are you? I hear some people say sometimes they like Ryan Williams better than Jeremiah Smith.
Well, he's a little more dynamic. Smith is a bigger body, but I guess and also to say I've studied him, really watched him. I just kind of seen the really cool plays, and so. But
yeah, I haven't studied him or watched. Well, Jeremiah Smith.
Play that Ryan Williams made against Georgia to put him back ahead.
He's so fast.
It was so ridiculous. And I'm just like, oh, okay. You're the DB coach. You're like, hey, what are you doing out there? You know, get him stopped. And it's just, it's really hard.
He's 18 years old.
He operates at a different speed than anybody.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Well, most people. For a kid that's 18 years old, I totally give him a pass on a comment like that. He's just a kid.
And he's on the radio. He probably wasn't. I doubt he went in there going like, man, I'm gonna make some statements.
I'm making a statement about Vandy.
Because you don't ever hear anything out of him at any other time. So I don't think a whole lot of it. And also,
I don't either.
It was a little bit at Vandy, but it was a little bit the other. It's like, no, we're just – basically what he was saying was we're laser focused.
Yeah.
We made some errors.
Yeah.
We're getting ourselves right. We're moving on.
Yeah. He didn't mean literally like we consider Vanderbilt an ant.
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
We're going to kill an ant with a sledgehammer this year. Ryan Williams, Alabama receiver. They want revenge on these losses. Vanderbilt, watch out when you come to town.
Watch out.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.